Manager's Log, Thursday, June 18th, 2020. Tomorrow on the Friday edition, I'm putting together some segments from a Ethnic Media Services roundtable that we held. Every Friday, the Ethnic Media Services puts together a panel of doctors or experts on a topic. And last week's topic was, why are seniors more susceptible to COVID-19? So a panel of doctors from various fields addressed the topic. Some have been doing some thorough research or providing services directly to seniors in nursing homes, and came up with some really interesting information about just as in the Two Rivers Tribune last week in their public forum, Kamau doctors were talking about social distancing and are talking about wearing the face masks and talking about stay-at-home conditions. And these doctors echo the same sentiments. And so doctors of all fields are agreeing on that. Social distancing at least 6 feet and wearing face masks is doing well. And actually, it's our only tool that we have to combat this disease, this virus. And we found out that, okay, yes, there are numerous elder people who have been victims of COVID-19. And one testimony from someone, from a doctor who has been serving and researching nursing homes and those conditions, and said that the smaller population that seniors represent, they also represent 40% of the deaths of COVID-19. Another doctor talked about, well, respiratory problems are identified as COVID-19 symptoms in young people. They don't necessarily get that. In young people who are apparently healthy, COVID-19 has a different reaction to them. And they've seen numerous, they didn't give any data, of young people just having strokes. Perfectly healthy people one day and next day, something happens. So they're still studying that. And they talked about depression and how as human beings, we like to be among other human beings, and now we're restricted contact. And so they talked about that and the effects of what they call isolation. I'm putting together a bunch of several actualities and make that as a Friday edition, because they explain it much better than I. That's what I'm doing today, and that's what we're thinking about right now as we further the experience of this COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you for listening. Please take care.